going one-on-one with Craig Bowlerjack. Jazz's television play-by-play announcer does an outstanding job. He's joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, joining us on our progressive celebrity guest line. We've talked about Favors, we talked about Kanter, but we can't overlook Gordon Hayward. Talk to me about him because, you know, the Jazz overall, they really do have a young squad, but Hayward is an established veteran. How has he embraced the coaching changes and the philosophy that has been put into place? Because there really has been a change in culture.
It has. I think Hayward last year, knowing that Ty Corbin was in that lame duck situation as a head coach, probably was not really, didn't buy in to what Ty was trying to sell, and that was just, you know, let's stay as a team, let's just work through this and see how it works out. Gordon's a competitor in a quiet way, Alyssa. He's not the rah-rah type of guy. Once in a while, you'll see that emotion come from him, but he was also in a contract year, and then the Charlotte, you know, Hornets decided to max him out, and the Jazz matched. So there's a lot of pressure in the off season when he came back into camp to prove his worth. He's more than done that. I think, you know, he's a 19-point guy tonight. He's a good assist man. He's a good rebounder. And I think what's lost in all this is how good of a defender he actually is. He's very good recovery, getting back down in transition defense. And I think Quinn, this fits. My point is, he fits the Quinn Snyder method. And that's probably going to make him a happy guy down the road. When the winning starts to happen, I think he'll even become more of a factor offensively, because he has a good jump shot, and he's getting stronger as he's getting older, and he's been able now, I think, to kind of find more confidence in dribble drive penetration and taking on players. He tweeted after the November win against the Cavaliers that he felt stronger, and that's one reason why he was able to able to beat LeBron off the dribble once in a while. Maybe a little braggadocious, maybe a little early, but when you're young, you tweet things, and I think LeBron took notice of that. But, you know, again, you have to have a guy with a little panache once in a while, and I don't mind that. I mean, I think that's part of the growing process.
Well, Gordon Hayward, no doubt about it, he's a real energizer out on the floor. But I got to ask you, when you're going through adversity and all these difficult stretches, when the guys step out on the floor and on the court, do they enter games expecting to win?
I believe they are, yes. You know, as a broadcaster, I take on that same mentality as tonight's the night. Tonight we're going to have a magical moment, and we've had several of those during the course of the year. An Oklahoma City win, a Cavaliers win. You spoke of Hayward. He knocked down the winner back in Salt Lake City against the Cavs first time around. And so there have been moments, signature wins for this Jazz franchise. And so I think there still is a belief. They've made little mini three-win winning streaks, and then they'll drop and lose 3 to 5 in a row and then jump back. So they fight hard. They play hard for Quinn Snyder. And I really do believe each and every night this team, because of their youth, they are together in the locker room, and they do believe they have a mission to complete. And if as long as they stay positive, then I think good things will happen.
You're listening to the fastest 2 hours in radio right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker Campbell. We're going one-on-one with Craig Bowlerjack, the Jazz television play-by-play announcer. And as we talk about the Jazz, where they are at this point, I mean, they really have, Craig. I mean, you nailed it. They have had some signature wins. Phoenix, the Cavs, Oklahoma City, San Antonio. I know those teams at times, you know, where they're missing their key players, but I just want to step back. I mean, how would you describe Quinn Snyder's system? I mean, are there some similarities perhaps even with a Hall of Fame coach like a Jerry Sloan?
Jerry was a guy that pushed everything, to the baseline. He didn't really, you know, believe that much in defending the three. You know, that's old-fashioned basketball his mind. That was the old-fashioned way. Now the league has changed so much, Alyssa, as you know, with outside three-point shooting, and what I see in shoot-around and practices, he wants everyone on this team to defend the perimeter and work as one. And when things actually go as according to plan, you'll see like a swinging fence. They just flow with one another, and with Gobert on the floor at 7'1" and his incredible wingspan, I think there's a mindset then that he has their back. And it's proven out many times that's occurred. And I think those games you mentioned, those signature wins, Gobert's played a big factor defensively in that. But it's a complex system. It really is. It's the process is still underway. He's still implementing different plans. And it's probably one of the most complex systems I've seen. But it's kind of the new wave of what the NBA has become. And he's a new young coach in this league, and he wants to put his fingerprint on it. Also, though, your concern is that can the young guys absorb it and how much? I think that's where he's trying to balance right now, is how much this team understands it at a young age and how much he has to back off when they don't really get it. And so an overload can hurt, but also he wants to make sure and challenge these guys night in. I hate to keep saying this, it's a process, but mm-hmm. truly it is. And it's kind of like when you watch it, you're growing with it. You understand it. And it's an interesting situation right now here in Utah.
Okay, a point of emphasis from the perimeter defensively, but what are you seeing transpire inside the paint? I mean, because you do have some big fellas.
I like the front line. Booker's been a great pickup, by the way. You haven't mentioned Trevor out of Clemson, played with Washington, and I thought it was a great pickup by Dennis Lindsay in the offseason. He brings a little bit of an edge, which I think is big. Favors has come on as a rebounder and a shot blocker as well. He has 60 on the season, and as I mentioned, Gobert is flirting with 100, just had nearly halfway, well, past now the halfway mark. But I think the front line is solid, and it gives Quinn Snyder a lot of different looks. And one thing, too, I think he's very good at adapting to lineups. And what I mean by that is, you know, a lot of coaches get set in minutes, and, you know, well, we're going to have to just work our way through a bad matchup. I think Snyder does a nice job in altering the lineups and trying to match up with the guys that we go up against night in, night out. And so, really, right now, you're looking at a pretty even numbers between the Bookers, the Favors, the Canners, and the Goberts, and how many minutes are played per night, because he needs those guys in different situations.
Well, head coach Quinn Snyder, how many times do we hear him talking about playing with more force? I mean, that really has been a catchphrase for him. You've got to match your opponent's physical play and that physicality.
Yes, and his favorite line is, give me juice. All right? Give me juice. And juice, basically, as you just said, is give me some energy. Give me the force. Give me the will.
Can't be soft.
And you cannot be soft in this league. And I think the Jazz, being young, have to learn that. They have to get bounced around a few times and then make the decision. Are we going to compete, or are we going to lay down? And I think, again, he's looking for those type of players. They're going to come in with juice, with force, with energy, with passion, and it's an ongoing process again.
Okay, Jazz television play-by-play announcer, we're quickly running out of time, is Craig Bowler-Jack. He's joining us at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Okay, let's zero around quickly the Western Conference. We know how brutal it is. Just your thoughts on how it's shaping up, because the All-Star break, it'll be here soon.
It will be here soon, and you know, we've had a chance to see everyone, and Golden State wows me, I have to be honest. I would put Steph Curry as my front runner over Harden at this time as the MVP. That backcourt is just incredible. The Blazers, Wesley Matthews, who was a former Jazz man, and Damian Lillard, who played just up the road from Salt Lake at Weber State, dynamite with the Blazers. Memphis is solid. Dallas making a late run with Nowitzki. I'm looking at Houston and Harden and Dwight Howard. You know, I like him. I don't like him. I'm just kind of in a middle ground right now with the Rockets. They play a lot of minutes up front with their starting five. The Clippers are kind of quietly just hanging around at six. San Antonio and Popovich, I can't count them out, Alyssa, because, again, they've been there. They know how to win. They know how to pace themselves. And the Phoenix Suns, led by Jeff Hornacek, former Jazz great.
That's right.
He's done some remarkable things with probably a lesser roster than people may realize, but that's what good coaching will do. And then again, mm-hmm. Oklahoma City, I would not count them out after the horrific start. If they can stay healthy, I would not want to play them as a 7 or 8 seed if I'm Golden State or Portland right now. They're a dynamite club, and when they're on and they're healthy, watch out.
You've been listening to the voice of Craig Bowler-Jack, the Jazz television play-by-play announcer, joining us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Safe travels, and I'll be out to Utah again sometime soon. I love Moab, Utah, one of the best places to vacation, Craig.
Absolutely. Look us up, and thanks for the time. Great talking with you.
You bet. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR.